Hi there, this is episode 7, I think, of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. This is just me talking to you about writing your book during November, which just happens to coincide with NaNoWriMo. Let's talk. We've been writing our books now for a week. This is day 7. A lot of things have happened in your book. People have come, people have gone. Some people have died. Maybe some have been born. Time has progressed, time has stood still. I don't claim to know what genre you're writing in. But if you're anything like me, by now, you've looked at this thing and thought, where's this going? This question is much more common with us pantsers than it is with, say, an outliner. Most of the time, the people who outline know exactly where their book is going. It's just a matter of making it get there. But even outliners sometimes veer from the outline and find themselves asking, where is this going now? I originally wanted it to go from here to here, but it went this way instead, and now I can't get it back to where I wanted it. Where is it now going? I am not going to be able to answer this question in this episode. I just want to give you that little spoiler up front. But it is something you're going to have to keep in mind as you're writing for the rest of the month. Where are you trying to take these people? Assuming your characters are people. Maybe your characters are anthropomorphic mice. I don't know. I don't judge. As a pantser, I'm completely against the idea of knowing how a story ends before I get there. But even pantsers need to know what ultimate direction it might be heading. I'll give you an example of one of my unfinished works. It was called Serial Filler, and aspects of this book are similar to the book that I'm writing this year, in that this was a character who could see murders through the eyes of the killer. The problem I was having is that I kept introducing all of these secondary and tertiary characters with no real idea of how they fit into the overall story. I also found myself liking these secondary and tertiary characters much, much more than I liked the main character, who was just a whiny little jerk. There is a belief in the writing world that every character should have some kind of a purpose. I don't know that I believe that in the strictest sense of the word. But if you're going to be focusing a lot of time on a character, they do need to have some kind of a purpose. You do need to have some idea of what your actual narrative is. For example, going back to Serial Filler, the sister of one of the victims called... Oh, I don't remember who they were now. Were they real estate agents? Anyway, she called somebody, and in the course of the initial meeting, she said that she believed that the spirit of her sister was still in the house. And my brain kind of stopped me there and went, what the hell are you doing, Darren? And I realized I had absolutely no idea where this story was ultimately going. I knew I had a character who could see the killer's victims as the killer was killing them. He eventually realized that it was real and not just a story he was writing. I even threw in the little twist, if you want to call it that, that the killer knew he was watching, because at one point he woke up and inside the notebook he was writing in was handwriting that was not his own, that was basically saying, hey, get out of my head. That kind of creeped me out because it came out of nowhere. I have no idea what that mess of a story was supposed to be. And that's probably why I never finished it. I did get over 60,000 words on it, though. So I won NaNoWriMo with it. But I didn't do anything with it because I just didn't know what the hell was going on. That's also one of the reasons I don't tend to write mysteries, because as a pantser / discovery writer, I cannot put clues everywhere and then make them work out to something if I don't know what that something is ahead of time. And then if I do know what that something is ahead of time, again, this is just me, I'm no longer compelled to write the story because I already know how it ends. So mysteries are probably not going to ever be my thing. But psycho-serial killer stories? I'm all about those. They require no forethought whatsoever. In a first draft, your story doesn't have to be good. In a first draft, you can go off on different tangents, have threads that don't go anywhere. You can fix all of that in editing. So if you're writing, and you're asking yourself, where is this thing going? Don't worry about it. Trust your gut. Keep writing. I always seem to end on the keep writing. And I think that's because I want you to keep writing. That's where this podcast is going. If you are on track for the 50,000 words by the end of today, you should have 11,667 words. We are more than 20% there. I forgot to mention the 20% yesterday. Sorry, kids. This month is going by fast. Or maybe it's not going by fast enough for you. I don't know. I don't know where it's going for you. If you have something that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. No matter where your story is going, I know where you should be going. Forward. With more words. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.